It's a great honor for me to be able to introduce him for the first time here on the Grand Ole Opry stage, as far as what I mean is my first time. So here he is, a gentleman that's loved by all, internationally friends and neighbors, and one that you've seen and heard for many, many years. My friend, and I know your friend, the lovable Tex Ritter.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Hank. We might say that we're very happy to be part of the WSM Grand Ole Opry. After 28 years in California, it was kind of a long way here, but we know we'll enjoy it very much. You know, I'm originally from East Texas, in Panola County. No town, just Panola County. And here a while back, I went home. Now, it's the first time I'd been home in 5 or 6 years. Papa kind of remembered how I used to like to go coon hunting when I was a boy. So after supper, he said to me, he said, Tex, that's my maiden name, Tex. He said, while I trim the wick and put the coal oil in the lantern, he said, you go out to the woodpile and get the axe and call the dogs. He said, get old Blue and Spot and Rover, Butch, but be sure and get old Shorty. Well, I did. I went out to the woodpile and got the axe, started calling the dogs. Sure enough, here they come a-running, every last one of them right out from under the house. That is, all of them except an old Shorty. After a while, old Shorty, he come out too. But we started off down towards the Sabine River bottom. We did, me and my papa. Pretty soon, the dogs struck a trail. All of them except old Shorty. After a while, old Shorty, he struck it too. We could hear him running and a-running, a-telling the news to Mary. Well, it wasn't too long before the dogs treed. They're all of them except Shorty. After a while, old Shorty, he treed too. Well, we got up to the tree, we did, me and Papa, and he started circling the tree, shining the lantern up in the branches. Finally stopped, and he said, come here, son. He said, you see his eyes are shining on that high limb yonder? I said, I see him, Papa. He said, good. You get the axe, climb that tree, get out on that high limb, chop it off. He said, when it hits the ground, the fur will fly. We'll have a lot of fun. Well, I did. I took the axe, went up the tree, got out on the limb, started chopping away. But pretty soon, I heard something hit the ground. It is me. Do you know that every last one of them dogs jumped right smack dab in the middle of my back? Well, that is all of them except old Shorty. After a while, old Shorty, he jumped on me, too. Well, Papa started kicking and grabbing dogs by the tail and throwing them one which way and then the other. Cussing is only a Methodist can. Finally got them all off of him. That is, all of them except old Shorty. After a while, I got old Shorty off of me, too. And I was just standing here wondering if any of you folks out here would like to have a pass of the good old coon dogs. Well, if you do, you can just have every last one of them. That is, all of them except that old Shorty. Come to think of it, I'll give you old Shorty, too. You can have the whole.
Here to introduce a mighty pretty little gal, once again, Mr. Hank Snow.
Thank you very much, George, and friends and neighbors.